Welcome to the Untitled Show. Bob here with you, live from my house with Donnie here.
Yes, me too. This is also my house.
One thing I like about this mic setup is that I can't take it to my ass. I have to.
Yeah. Stand all the way up.
Right in your face. God.
Windows.
Damn.
Window.
Oh, I don't smell. Why? Don't spray the light so on me, stupid.
My bad. Missed.
I don't hope you. Probably hope it leaking to my pores, but I don't think that's happening.
You're not that lucky.
Damn it. Oh, this mic smells horrible.
Did you just shit on it?
Ugh.
Duh.
Ew.
What a way to open the show.
Yeah, way to open episode 11.
11. We're double digits.
11. Yeah, boy. Q, no longer with the show. Fired him. Bye.
Today was your last opportunity, my friend.
Wow, I could get like an echo effect doing this with the bottle.
Freaking cool.
Wow.
Warning, Donnie's drinking a Pepsi. If he burps, well, I can't give you any warning.
Too late. I wanted you! Alright, let's go. Let's start.
Okay.
Let's start.
In case you don't know, the Untitled Show, Bob Radio Productions, we are fans of XM Radio, Satellite Radio, and Opie and Anthony on High Voltage 202. Oh, we're not that big of fans of Ron and Fez. They're good guys, but I'm sorry. They're just...
lame.
They're lame, yeah. You get a gay guy and a pervert together, I mean...
It's not
gonna work
doesn't
out.
Doesn't mix.
And Black Earl as a producer, I mean, he's not very great. he doesn't have that radio voice. I mean, it's stupid. But no one has any idea what we're talking about, even Donnie here. He doesn't get to listen to much XM.
I'm just playing along.
He only gets to listen when he's in my car in the mornings at the high school.
Yeah.
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 Well, Opie and Anthony fans are known as pests. Okay? We basically go out, we do their bidding, and we spread the word about Opie and Anthony and WOW stickers whooping that Wednesday.
Yeah.
Where if you see a WOW sticker on the back of somebody's car, if you are a girl and you see a WOW sticker on the back of somebody's car, pull up beside them. And you flash them.
Yeah.
And how do you get a WOW sticker, you say? Go to obianthony.com and get your free WOW sticker.
Free.
And it's not just whip them out Wednesday. It's whip them out whenever. It could be either one. Hoo, hoo, hoo. But on MySpace, I'm a part of the original fan group of Obie and Anthony. And we've been on several wars with fans of Sirius Satellite Radio and the Howard Stern Show. Well, the first thing they always do is go put the group as private when we start getting on there so that the administrator would have to approve us. Damn, Donnie.
My bad.
Name that burp coming soon. Because that wasn't what it... Because that was actually me. Okay. But anyway. So... Wow. Oh.
Oh, phone. See, we got cars now.
No, we don't. That's the house phone. But, wow, that phone is really annoying. I wish Rob Zombie would pick it up. But, anyway, there's people like me that hide what groups we're in, so they won't really have any information to block us with. Hmm. So they have to approve us. Now, the first wave of people that go in there, they're basically assholes. They go in there and go, Howard Stern sucks. Ramon, I wish this guy would die from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. You know, stuff like that. And then when they go private, it's my job and a couple of other people to go in there and actually try to have an actual conversation with these people so they will bring the group back to public saying, okay, we got rid of the assholes. Now let's get back down to business.
Huh.
I get in there. And I make a simple comment about how Howard Stern is not the same guy that he was 10 years ago, back in the early 90s. He was very edgy. He was very funny. He didn't care about FCC. He did whatever he wanted to do. And this was before Opie and Anthony got big. I loved Howard Stern back then. And I get on there, And the first thing they do, because they realize at that point that I'm a Opie and Anthony fan because I don't like the new Howard Stern, all of a sudden they have to start taking personal shots at me.
There you go.
Within minutes of me posting that, I get three emails, one titled Fag, the other titled Jump Off a Cliff, and another titled Suck Howard's Dick.
Wow.
These are the fans that he has. Okay.
Woo, corrupted.
I mean, so I comment saying that this is just textbook. First off, you take the group private, and then when someone comes in here and tries to have an actual conversation with you, you start taking personal shots at him because you cannot defend Howard.
Oh.
See, if they had an actual argument against me, they would have used it instead of personally attacking me. Now, some of the things they were saying was like, he's ugly, he's got bad skin, he's fat. Wow, tell me something I didn't already know. I mean, I've come to terms with that. I've come to terms that I'm a lonely fuck and I'm going to be that way for a long time. Okay? Girls, stop giving me the friend speech. If you don't want to be with me, just say, get away from me, you creep, and pull out the pepper spray, okay? Because when you give us the friend speech, you give us a little bit of hope, okay?
He's used to the pepper spray.
I'm used to it.
He just wants a little cootie here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. But these stupid people, I hope they die.
Very blunt.
There's the
very lame phone.
The phone again.
I love phone.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring,
oh,
ring,
man, ring. That is so funny. That's the funniest thing on the face of this earth.
But wow, I'm really liking this mic setup doing
it's
this.
Cool.
It's actually, we feel professional now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got boom mics now.
We just need a big desk with all the little turny nubby things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's on the computer. You want to get into a little stalker boy right now?
Have at it.
Okay, well, we left you guys with stalker boy. I can't remember exactly what we were discussing about him.
The girl, about the Valentine's
The girl, the Valentine's thing.
Yes,
that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
We talked about the threat email he sent me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The threat email he sent me. Today, how hot was it? Low 80s?
Yeah.
The bastard comes to school wearing a System of a Down shirt with a rocket that looks like a penis that I've worn hundreds of times, and he's acting like it's brand new. I've had it for over a year.
I haven't seen you wear that.
Because I've always wear something underneath it. He had a black button-up shirt and that black trench coat and a tie. It's 85 fucking degrees.
With a trench coat and a tie.
You bastard.
Are trench coats are legal at school?
Yes, they made Buddy stop wearing his.
Yeah, for real.
Because they were scared he might bring something to school.
For real. And me, with my shirt.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
And he's walking around wearing a trench coat.
He's walking around with a trench coat selling pornos. Yeah. Well, there was a state-mandated police raid, basically, where they searched lockers and they searched cars. Now, this is a guy that claims all the time, I have drugs, I have alcohol in my locker, blah, 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 blah. Dog's coming, I'm just sitting there with my fingers crossed.
Please
arrest him. Please get him. Please get him. Mysteriously, he didn't have anything in his locker.
Oh, just happened to be that day.
Wow.
Just happened to be that day.
Donnie, he wouldn't dare never have anything in his locker. He wouldn't dare lie to us, would he?
No.
No.
No,
not him.
No.
Not stalker boy.
He's as honest as the day is long, man.
Not dirty Mexican, no. No, not dirty Mexican. And, okay, so he didn't get caught. I come back to school and I'm like, so, you didn't get caught? No, I didn't get caught. I was just sitting around.
No shit. Woo! You had much choice.
So Sunday comes around. And mysteriously on his MySpace, it says, in a relationship.
Oh, with?
Your guess is as good as mine. 3 days later, no one knows the name. No one knows who she is. All we know is that she goes to a middle school. We can't say what middle school. But since she goes to middle school, the oldest she could probably be is 14 years old, right?
Correct.
And how old is Stalker Boy? 17, yeah, about to turn... he's 17, about to turn 18.
Let's say a little too old.
Can you say pedophile, anyone?
Can you say... Crib Raider? He's a crib raider. Hide your children.
But he will not give us any details on who she is. All we get is a name that I cannot remember.
Apparently, he just got off a porno.
Like,
one of his
He has a new folder that has some Marilyn Manson pictures in it. And it had he had electrical tape on it in kind of like a design kind of way. So he was walking around going like, yeah, my girlfriend did that. And I'm like,
whoop-tee-doo.
What? Huh?
Yeah.
He will not tell us any names. And I'm saying this right now. If he does one more fucking gay joke about calling me a pussy or trying to touch me in any way, the fucker's going to be nutless.
Isn't he already?
His invisible girl is all of a sudden going to become a lesbian. I swear to God.
I'm going to buy him a strap-on for his birthday.
Don't do him any favors. He'll stick it up his ass, you know. He'll strap it onto his dog and be like, here, boy, here, boy.
Come here, on.
Boy. Here, boy. Here, boy. Right here. Come on.
Mount up.
Ruff, ruff. Ugh.
That's too disturbing to think about.
Ew. Ew. But anyway, a lot of people have been asking, why have you not been talking about String Bean? Well, frankly, he's avoiding us.
Flat out, yes.
Ever since that show where we called him out. We called him out saying, if you think we're talking about you, then come confront us. What does he do? He totally ignores us.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it since then.
I have not seen him. I have not talked to him since that day.
I see him every day, but he don't talk to me.
I mean, he is avoiding people right now. And also, my British lit class has voted String Bean as the worst driver at Bainbridge High School.
He beat out Corey?
He beat out Corey.
How the hell did you beat out Corey?
Because Corey's never been in a wreck.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Corey's car is still intact.
Barely.
Barely. With them aftermarket rims. No, those aren't aftermarket, are they? They're not black.
No.
No, okay. Anyway. Wow, this is very interesting radio, but anyway. So, String Bean, wherever you are, we salute you. Fuck you.
YMCA.
YMCA. It's good. Cricket ass teeth. I think he's down to 2 3/4 now.
Yeah, he's getting down there. I've still got to pot check that bottom row.
How come those people haven't given us that picture yet?
I don't know.
There's that fucking phone again.
Why don't Drunk Man answer the phone?
I don't know.
Probably passed out on the floor. That wasn't the lamest shit.
That was weak, and I knocked the mic off the boom stand. Oh, but it still smells. Ew.
Woo!
Ew. Well, Donnie's sitting here wearing a shirt that he wore Tuesday.
Just beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
Just speaking of, you know, dress code.
Dress code with the trench coat, you know. Yeah. Let's talk about the Hot Rod t-shirt. Tell them what's going on here.
Okay, exactly.
No names.
Check the shirt. Okay.
Okay.
How long have I been wearing this shirt?
I'm looking at the shirt. It says Hot Rod, and it's got a picture of a girl wearing a bikini.
Not in color.
And it says, we make them faster, we make them hotter. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with the shirt.
Thank you.
But the editor-in-chief of the school newspaper found a problem with it.
Amen.
And send an email to all of Donnie's teachers if he wears it, write him up. And to show her, what did you do, Donnie?
I wore it.
Twice. In one day.
I took it off, put it back on. Check this. I went to the front office and took it off right there. She was like, go to the bathroom, take it off. I'll just take it off here. Took it off on the first block. Put it back on. Didn't say nothing. Well, I went to the second block. I took it off because I knew she would say something. Went to third block. My third block teacher, you know, made me take it off. He just said, I don't see anything wrong with it, but take it off. So I took it off, put it back on, went to fourth block. And my fourth block teacher made me take it off. And told me I was probably going to get written up over a shirt that I have wore 2 years.
Exactly. I saw you wear that for your freshman year.
Thank you. And this, okay, that same day I counted 8 shirts that were way more inappropriate.
I've seen Malcolm X shirts. I've seen Bob Marley shirts. I've seen them all in...
Scarface.
I mean...
Drunken Monkey.
You know, I thought Scarface was racist, so why are black people wearing it?
I freaking... My dad said the exact same thing. Scarface is not a black thing.
It is a racist kind of mantra.
Yeah.
And black and Mexican people are wearing it. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
It is inappropriate for blacks.
It's racist, you idiot. It's not a tumor.
Duh. Anyway, you know, I'm still pissed. I was so pissed.
I cannot see how people put up with her. I mean, I've gone to her room several times, and she just bosses people around.
Thank you. I had her ninth grade, and I almost failed because I just hated her.
Have you seen the picture on MySpace where somebody took her photo off the high school's website and made her look like the devil?
Are you serious?
He was a former member of this show.
What's his name start with?
The show that was transitional between the original Untitled show and the Untitled show of today. What was the show that I did in between this?
Okay,
now you know.
Dracula.
Go to his MySpace and look at his About Me. There's a very interesting photo of a teacher in there.
That's wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Whoever made the Mr. Whitehead hate MySpace page needs to die.
Mr. Whitehead is freaking awesome, dude.
He is unbelievably awesome. He's friends with this one girl, and he hates the girl with the same first name but different last name.
Yeah.
Somebody made a MySpace account with Whitehead.
Continue.
Saying that him and the girl that he's friends with sleep together.
I have heard this. My sister has said this.
They took it offline. Somebody filed a report and took it offline. Whoever it is,
thank you.
Whoever reported it, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, because he's awesome, okay?
That was the easiest class I've ever had in my life.
10th grade lit. They might as well call it first block at the cinemas.
Thank you. Thank you. I had him for 11th grade lit. That was the easiest research paper I've ever done in my life.
10th grade lit, didn't even do a research paper.
He had a basket in the back of the room with old note cards from other classes. Me and Q just stole a few and read our papers on that. I gave him the same note cards. Weren't even in our handwriting.
No lie. He said, you can do the paper if you want. I'm not grading it.
Oh, freaking awesome.
The only real work we did was, at the beginning of the year, we had to do, like, this poetry night, the coffee shop, where basically he turned on the overhead projector and he put this round circle on it, so you had, like, a spotlight on you, and you're sitting on this stool doing that little finger-clipping thing to kind of get a rhythm going.
Yeah.
And you sit there saying,
"Punk." The bongos.
I did the year before, in a class, I did a very strong poem that got a lot of people's attention because they expected me to do something funny.
Yeah.
Now, these same people are in my 10th grade lit class, and they're expecting me to write something serious again. Guess what? I write a poem about a missing sock.
Whoa! The only problem I've got with Mr. Hot Whitehead is lose the goatee, brother.
Lose the goatee, please.
Thank you. Lose the goatee.
Lose it, and stop eating so much tuna.
And snorting that crank.
I didn't know he did that.
No, actually, it's just the energy powder we used to pick on him about.
Have you seen his new bottle for water?
Which one? He finally got another one.
Did you see the one that he had in 10th grade?
That Aquafina.
That Aquafina bottle that stood about 2 feet tall?
It was all dirty.
I was like, where do they sell those? I want to get one.
For real.
Where do you find a refrigerator big enough to hold that thing?
I don't know. Take the racks out.
Oh, but anyway, yeah, I want to personally welcome the new listeners that we have.
Oh, we got new listeners.
Yeah, basically from time to time we go on a MySpace raid. Where me and the producer Greg up in New York, we sit down on MySpace and we choose just a random high school.
Whoa.
And we add everyone from that high school. We did the same thing with BHS, and I think like 75% of the people added us.
Hmm.
Right now on the Untitled Show MySpace, we sit at 133 friends.
Cool.
So I would like to welcome a number of fans from Topeka, Topeka, Texas.
What's up, peeps?
So we added about 20 people from there, and one girl commented, and thank you for that comment. I can't remember your name, but thank you for listening. And we're going to try to have at least 4 more shows before the end of the school year.
All right, go Longhorns.
Yeah, we're going to try to. We still need to talk over. I know I put it on the message board. I don't even know why I'm talking about this, because nobody goes to the message board, so nobody knows about this. But I do want us to try to go to St. George Island during spring break and do the show from there.
Sounds cool.
The first weekend. We could just drive down there for the day and do it from the beach if we have to.
Okay.
Or we could take my grandma's camper down there.
That's cooler.
We could camp down there. Hey, you got gas money? Because I don't.
Depends on how much it is.
I'm just saying, if we have enough gas money to fill that thing up, that 9 miles to a gallon thing, we have enough money to pay for a hotel room.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm right. So, yeah, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we got some funny audio of a dad just losing his mind. Oh, my God, this is freaking hilarious. Fans of the Opie and Anthony Show have probably heard this before, but because we have such a young audience, and they don't really get to spend that much that kind of money on an XM unit.
Lucky bastards.
So they don't have the privilege to listen to XM radio. So what we're going to do is we're going to rehash an Opie and Anthony bit. It's Dad Losing It audio coming up next on the Untitled Show. We'll be right back.
Friday, April 28th at 8 p.m., Crazy T's Outdoor Entertainment presents the Due South Band featuring Lee Mullis. Crazy T's located just off Highway 84 West in Dallasville, Georgia. General admission is $10. For more information, call 229-524-1048 or go to dsbandlee.com. This Saturday at the Beta Bar at Tallahassee, Florida, it's local favorites Mayday Parade with Chasing Victory. For more information, go to thebetabar.com or myspace.com/Mayday Parade.
You've gotta keep it strong. Move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along just to make it through. Oh,
Davis house. All
right.
They're right there. All right, here we go. I got a spray.
About a man, and he always was so lonely at night, but his voice was rowdy, you could hear it all through this train station, and I'm gonna sing this one. This is about Tippy Toe Tommy.
Let's go, while we're young, while we're young, while we're young.
It's late that night, and I got no fear to go. Money's gone and also all my friends. And the cop says to me, hey, you smell bad, get out of here. And he says, and you know I have an angel. And he says, that angel, shelter me from the falling rain.
Don't you have bombs?
This is my life.
Opie and Anthony, XM Satellite Radio, Channel 202.
Welcome back to the Untitled Show.
Whoop-dee-doo.
That was a little Grey Wolf with Shelter Me. That was a homeless guy singing that song.
If you serious?
Yeah, if you watched Bum Fights.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He was on Bum Fights, and the recording is from the Opie and Anthony show that we just heard.
Bum Fights.
Sheltered me from the pouring rain.
If you want to watch some of the funniest freaking crap, I don't know how in the world they got the rights to put some of the stuff they did on the video, but they did it. It's freaking awesome.
One name that you probably don't know, Keith the Cop.
Yeah.
NYPD, awesome. Keith the Cop. He's unbelievable.
I watched Bum Fights 2, and they show everything. Crack. It's so funny, though. They do some of the craziest junk. It's like Jackass, but revised. More real. It's awesome. You gotta watch.
While we're talking about reality stuff like that, wow, nice segue there.
Perfect.
But excuse me, I have a shirt that says "Boycott Reality Television."
Yeah.
Now, I really hate reality television. I really do.
Amen.
But people say, but you like Viva La Bam, you like Jackass. That's set up. That's not real.
No.
Okay. When I talk about I hate reality shows, I'm talking about Survivor. I'm talking about The Amazing Race. I'm talking about shows like that.
American
The Bachelor.
Idol.
American Idol. Stuff like that. Real reality like the real world. Okay? MTV is as real as it gets when it comes to reality television.
When did MTV stop doing music?
10 years ago.
That freaking sucks.
10 years ago when Beavis and Butthead went away.
That's right.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead was the downfall of MTV, but... Is that a train? Yeah, that's a train. No one can hear it. I'm just sitting here going, is that a train? I think it's a train.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'm sitting here just rubbing all over the mic and you can't hear it.
All right.
Anyway, but...
Onward.
I love Flavor of Love. I'm sad the show is over.
I've never seen that show.
Well, 20 women and Flav! Instead of like roses like The Bachelor, he gives clocks.
Why?
Because that's what he does. He always wears these big clocks around his neck. He's got like this one, animation of him sitting like he's sitting in a swing going, yeah boy, with a clock in the middle of his chest on a chain. It's funny as hell. So it's just an unbelievable show. There were 20 people, 20 women, mostly black women, and the woman that he chose, she was fine as hell. And when it was down to the two and he chose the hot one, the ugly one known as New York on the show,
yeah. She
went walking back down the red carpet to the limousine, went to go grab the handle to the limousine to get in, the door was locked. And she was like, am I getting in?
No, you're not.
Now, you know they kept that in there on purpose to make her look like an idiot.
No duh.
No duh. But VH1, I know VH1, their reality shows, they are fake as hell. This celebrity.
Yeah.
It is so freaking fake.
And what's that show that all the celebrities are in the house?
Surreal Life.
Yeah.
It has been documented. It has been documented that since VH1 started producing The Surreal Life, the first two seasons were done by the WB.
Yeah.
But ever since VH1 has done the show, they have set up celebrities. They have set up situations. Like, they set up Flavor Flav and Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah.
They set up the Brady guy with the Andrea and whatever girl. They set that up so they could get another show out of it. So they can get people interested in that couple so they can make another show off of it.
Whoop-dee-dee.
It's like Flavor of Love. That was his third show for VH1. I mean, and he used to be the biggest racist around when he was with Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Talking about white women and hating them and everything like that, and now he's sitting there loving all over them.
Yeah, right.
What a hypocrite.
Changed his mind quick.
He's in his 40s and he's dating women in his 20s saying, I want 7 more kids.
For real. But to continue.
But anyway. I really wanted Q to be here because I wanted to see how many of these he actually uses. This is what we like to call extremely lame pickup lines.
All right.
And whoever typed this up does not know how to spell because they spelled extremely lame pickup lines. Let's see if I've used any of these. The word of the day is legs. Let's go back to my place and spread the word.
That's lame. That's number one. What's number two here?
We'll go back and forth. Read number two.
All right. That outfit would look great in a crumpled heap on my bedroom floor tomorrow morning. That's stupid.
If I had 11 roses and you, I'd have a dozen.
Okay. I want to melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Hold on. I'm not ready. Hold on. Hold on, I'm not ready.
There we go.
There it is.
Next one.
Okay, here we go. Hi, I'm new in town. Can I have directions to your house?
That's lame. I like every bone in your body, especially mine.
Woo! Q must have wrote this. Pardon? Wow, this is really... Listen to how this is typed up. Pardon, my, is there a mirror in your pocket because I could see myself in your pants? I think that's supposed to say, pardon me, is there a mirror in your pocket because I could see myself in your pants?
Somebody's gonna learn how to type.
Yeah.
How about you sit on my lap and we'll see what pops up?
Do you know CPR because you take my breath away?
Stop it!
Will you be my love buffet so that I can lay at... Whoa. This guy cannot spell. So I can lay you out on a table and take anything I want.
Remember, you gotta talk dead into that fucker right there.
Oh,
there
you want me to do it again?
No.
Okay.
Your daddy must have been a drug dealer because you're dope.
What? Why don't you sit on my face and let me eat my way to your heart?
Okay.
Okay.
My face is leaving in 15 minutes. Be on it.
Baby, I'm like milk. Do your body good.
Well, here's one real easy. I look good on you.
Stop it!
Read
this
it.
Is lame.
Read it.
Yeah. Hey, baby, let's play army. I'll lay down so you can blow me up.
When does your centerfold come out?
Oh, come on. What is this crap? If your left is Thanksgiving and your right leg is Christmas, can I visit you in between the holidays?
Oh, good Lord!
Thank you.
So, do you want to see something really swell? Really swell, you know, grow.
Yeah. If I told you that you had a nice body, would you hold it against me?
Shame, 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 shame on you.
I seem to have lost my number. Can I have yours?
That's the lamest one.
Hey, I've used that. Stop it.
This is actually a decent one. You're like Pringles. One pop, I can't stop.
I got the hot dog and you got the buns.
Oh, gosh. What?
I'm just reading on and I'm just...
I want to kiss you passionately on the lips and then move up to your belly button. Oh, that one's wrong.
Stop it!
Woo!
Shame, 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 shame on you.
This next one is good. This thing. Is your name Gillette? Because you're the best a man can get.
Oh, come on. Alright, what's bad about this is I've actually used this one.
Ooh, really?
Is it hot in here or is it just you?
Oh my, oh.
Phenomenal.
Are we near an airport? Is this are we near an airport? Is that just my heart taking off?
That is... Come on! If you were a car door, I would slam you all night long.
Oh. I think your mic went off.
It did?
No, it didn't. There you are. Oh, you're there.
Okay.
Let's see. I may not be Fred Flintstone, but I sure can make your bed rock.
That was good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
I gotta use that on Justina in the morning.
How about you sit on my lap and we'll straighten things out?
You have nice legs. What time do they open?
If I could rearrange the apple, would I put you and I together?
Let's see. If I flip this coin, what are the chances of me getting hit tonight?
Stop it!
Alright, I do not get this one at all. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Are you a parking ticket? Because you have fine written all over you. That's a good one, actually.
Can I have fries with that snake? Come on.
That must be a guy picking up a guy.
How about that?
Oh, good Lord.
Phenomenal.
Is your dad a terrorist? Because you're the bomb.
Oh, come on. I got the F, the C, and the K. All I need is you.
Oh my God. You're like a championship bass. I don't know if I should mount you or eat you.
Oh, man. That was actually pretty good. You're so sweet, you're giving me a toothache.
Stop it!
Why'd I get the lame ones?
I don't know. Are those pants from outer space? Because that ass is out of this world. I've used that.
Hey, baby, can I tickle your belly button from the inside?
Now, I'm reading these and I now know why I'm lonely. Is that a keg in your pants? Because I just love to tap that ass.
I'm out. My last one.
Oh, you're out?
Yeah.
Hey, that dress looks nice. Can I talk you out of it?
Oh, come on.
And the last one. Do you like Subway? How about my foot long?
Woo! That goes in the trash.
Anyway.
To continue.
Okay. Dad losing it audio. How about this now?
All right, let's explain this first.
Okay, let's explain this first. What it seems like to me is there's a dad waiting in a parking lot for his kid to come out of a house or something, come from a party. And he's and his the kid and his friend are coming out, and they get in the car. And his friend is sitting there with something recording the audio of what's going on in the car. So the dad has no idea that he's being recorded, and let's just check out this first clip.
I'm not getting in the car. I'm not getting in the car.
Get the fuck in
the car. Dad. Dad.
I'm going to look at time. Get your ass in
here. Calm down.
Get it's, your fucking
it's
ass
11:10. It's 11:10.
What time did I fucking tell you?
11.
Get the fuck here.
Dude.
What the fuck time does it say?
Fucking
what fucking time is that?
It says 11:10 in there.
It's 11:21.
Instead of 11:10
in the house. You think I'm fucking sitting out here for 20 minutes?
I'm fucking sorry.
Why
don't you come in?
Fuck you.
What a way to end it.
Fuck you. That's not all, trust me. That's just the first one.
11. It's 11:10.
It's 11:21. Fuck you. You argue worse than your mother. This is a stupid South Jersey accent.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in the car. I'm not getting in the car.
Get the fuck in the car.
I'm not getting in the car. They don't pronounce the R's.
You right?
You tell me 11 o'clock, you fucking cunt. Don't waste my fucking time again. You don't even give a shit. It's a fucking joke to you, right?
I didn't think you were here yet.
It's a fucking big joke to you. I'll fucking show you a joke, you fucking asshole. Well,
his dick.
Come
oh
on.
My god.
20 minutes. That's a lot of time to waste.
Oh my, what the hell? This was worth waiting a week for. Oh, wow.
What a fucking... You are so fucking unappreciative.
He can't think of the word.
You are like a fucking cunt. You're so fucking unappreciative. You don't give one shit. You're in there fucking laughing your ass off.
Where? Where was I laughing my ass off?
No, I'm laughing my ass off.
I don't want to fucking even see your fucking face.
Harsh.
I know we're laughing our ass off.
Yeah, if I say.
Wouldn't you love to have this guy as your father?
No.
You know you would. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Dad, please talk to me.
Because you're a cunt. You're a fucking cunt. What time is it?
It sounds like 11 fucking...
The next 5 minutes fast.
All right. Then
15 fucking minutes. I'm there 5 minutes early. I'm there for 20 fucking minutes. People kept coming to the window.
What?
Well, I got lost. What window?
The car window. Asking, who are you here for?
Oh.
Ugh, it's... Hey, this audio is like 20 minutes long, so I had to do a lot of cutting to this thing.
You knew I was out there.
No, I didn't. You can't tell me what I know and not know. Why didn't you come in and be like a normal...
Why didn't you go outside at 11 o'clock?
I thought you
like you told me.
You told me 11
o'clock.
You
told me 11 o'clock.
And then you could have...
You told me 11 o'clock, fuckhead.
You could have come in for your parents.
No. You... I did that last time. Fuckhead.
You only just do it once.
Fuckhead.
Oh, fuckhead.
You fuckhead. I'm loving this. I'm loving it.
Oh. You could have done it again. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying
you're... I'm telling you, you're a fucking cunt.
He likes cunt.
You're a fucking... Oh, he's going to mess up in a little bit. He's going to actually call his son a good thing, and then he's going to turn around and go like, oh shit, you're... Never mind. Hold on, dude.
Calm down. Like, really? 15 minutes. That's pretty insignificant. Why are you so mad?
It's not insignificant.
Yes, it is. 15 minutes. What the fuck?
It's insignificant to you. Sure to you.
Yeah, it is.
You care if I'm sitting out there for 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
You can just hear him just poking his dad, trying to get more out of him.
Yeah, come on.
He's like, let's stay inside because I know he's going to fucking go berserk. And then when we get in the car, I'll just keep poking and poking and poking and get a reaction out of him.
Well, I don't fucking mind. But I do fucking mind when I gotta wait 15 or 20 minutes, you fucking cunt licker. You dick licker.
See?
Whoops!
He was like, whoa, that's a good thing, you dick licker.
It is insignificant. It's not. It is insignificant, you cunt licker. I mean, sucker. Oh,
you dick licker. And it's
you just said I told you.
I was kidding.
I'm taking a left here, Mike.
Yeah, I guess so.
Listen to how he just comes in and out, just like, take a left here, Mike. Wow, whose mic is doing that? I don't know.
But no.
But he's just sitting there like, you're a fucking cunt, do I take a left here? His friends are sitting there all worried like, yes,
sure thing, man.
Yes, yeah, whatever you say, mister. Please don't hurt me.
Just don't call me a dick licker.
I think you left off a cunt licker.
Shut the fuck up.
See, now they're all made up. Oh, wait, no, wait.
You are a fucking asshole.
Yeah, you need to calm down, buddy.
Oh, you need to fucking say, oh, Dad, I'm fucking sorry.
Oh, Dad, I'm fucking sorry.
Not like that.
Will you say it just like that?
There's that fucking phone again.
You cunt licker.
Oh, Dad, I'm fucking sorry. Not like that. Well, that's how you said it.
For real.
Like
what
that.
Do you want from me, cocksucker fuck luck?
Shut the fuck up! Don't give me shit!
Ew.
Okay. You're not in any position!
I had to take all your shit!
You better fucking believe it!
Come on!
He calls him a cocksucker and he's like, don't take that tone of voice from me, young man, you dick licker!
Taking my lines!
Okay, here's the last one.
What?
They're looking! She's looking for the birth! She's looking for her fucking ride. Take a left here.
Yeah. Thank God, my.
She's looking for her fucking ride.
Wow.
Take a left here. Who's looking for her? Come on.
Do I take a left here? She's looking for her fucking ride.
Come on, man.
Oh my
take a left
God. Here? Trust me, this is just the first one. Wait until next time. I have one that's even better than this one.
Oh, come on, man.
It gets even better than this one. Oh, man. Oh, well, wow, that's actually all we have for this one.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Damn, Donnie. Ooh, excuse me. I think that's me doing that.
Hey.
That's me cutting in and out like that. I think the battery's running dead on this mic. Yeah, the light's starting to fade, so we better go.
Peace out.
I hope you have
cunt licker.
I hope you have enjoyed this show. Please go to forums.theentitledshow.net to have an opportunity to chat with me and, well, no one else. Because no one else is on it. MySpace.com/theentitledshow, but you know that already because that's how you found out about the show. Hey.
Cunt licker.
Have a good night, cunt licker.
I got a cat.